You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and over 100 other videos on practical money halakha. You can also join our WhatsApp groups by visiting the website and clicking on the green join button. Today we're going to be discussing the question about miser on gifts. If someone gives you a gift, the question is it only money that you make or earned or this or that? Or even if someone gives you a present, we're not going to be discussing today the cases of inheritance, someone inherits money, or cases of when a parent gives the child money. Those are separate topics, which we're going to cover in the future. Also, we are specifically only talking about people that according to halakha should be giving miser. There are many people out there who are not obligated, and it's actually better that they should not be giving miser according to their financial situation, and everyone should speak to their rav to determine what their status is. Now, the first case we're going to talk about is cash gifts, and again, like we're saying, is that miser is not only on money that is earned or in a salary, it's actually on any type of monetary value of income which is generated. And therefore, a person, when they do get cash as a gift, the accepted practice is that the miser is given in such a case when they get a pure cash gift. The exception to the cases of a pure cash gift is when a person gives you the money under condition that you do not take miser off. In such a cases, it would not be allowed. You would not be allowed to give miser off of that money. There is an opinion that in such a case, the recipient of that miser should still, from their own personal funds, take off if they can afford it. As well, in a case where a person is completely exempt and pater, it is befitting of a wealthy person to still take off miser in such a case where they get a cash gift. That's the first category. The second category is in a non-cash gift, like a physical present someone gets you. There is a difference of opinions of whether you should give or you should not give miser off of those. The prevalent custom is not to separate miser in a physical gift, non-cash gift. However, if a person still wants to separate it, or there are opinions that say that if you'd have anyways bought the item, and now this person bought it for you, in those such cases, again, like we're saying, is that the prevalent custom is not to take off miser, but if a person still wants to, in those cases, they should speak to a rav who can properly assess how much and evaluate the amount of miser that would be given off. The third category is cash, which is given, but it's given with a specific purpose, specific use, intention that it's given over. In such a case over there, the accepted practice is again, that you do not take off miser, as we assume that the giver's intent was only for that use and for nothing else. For example, if it's clear that the money is given to you to help cover your personal living expenses, then it would be exempt from the halakha of miser. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that in this case, a person should still give off miser because he said that the owner wouldn't mind if it was taken off. And therefore, a person who would like to be stringent, machmir, like this shita of the Chazon Ish, would take off miser right away, or they would take a note of the amount of what miser should be and slowly take it off as they are able to do. The Chazon Ish was, however, in agreement that in a case where if someone gives you the money and they only make it under condition that first you have to take that money and then buy the item and then the item becomes yours, the Chazon Ish would agree that in such a case, if it only came into your possession as a gift, as a physical gift and not as cash, then you would not give miser because, like we said, the Chazon Ish was of the previous opinion that held that a non-cash gift, you do not take miser off of that. The next case is a case where we're talking about is like a gift card and a regular gift card. And the custom of a regular gift card is that since a regular gift card cannot be redeemed for actual cash, so then it would not be subject to miser because you can't actually deposit into your bank account. By a credit card gift card, like a Visa credit card gift card, there's a question because technically it has a cash value, but it's not so easy to really take the money off, but maybe you could because it's Venmo, PayPal, different ways of maybe getting the money off of it. So the question is if that would be subject to miser or not. And the answer is that since it's not currently the cash in for actual money, then you wouldn't still take off miser. If it's a cash voucher that you can actually cash in for actual money, then yes, a person would give off miser. In all of the cases that we're talking about, where we said that you wouldn't be chiving miser, if you take that item and you sell it and then you get cash out of it, then you would give miser in that case. Last thing we're going to talk about is when it's a direct gift of a bill or someone pays off. And the case is over there is that if someone pays and gives you a gift and pays you one of your bills, so then it depends. If they would have never given you the cash, then everyone and they're only paying your bill directly, then everyone agrees that you're pater from giving miser. However, if you had the ability to get cash instead from that person, then there's a difference of opinion in the postgame of whether or not a person would be chayiv in miser. But everyone agrees that if it's just a pre-arrangement with your employer, then you just get your employer to pay your tuition or you get them to pay your medical bills just as an easy way of transferring through your salary into your account, then that had nothing to do with the gift, and everyone agreed that that would be a case of miser. Thank you very much, and have a great day.